My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
3-2 to Parker Meadows. Runners will go, and it's hit in the air to left field and deep. Profar is going back, still going back, at the wall, it's going to go! A grand slam for Parker Meadows, and the Tigers go in front, it's 4-3.
Yeah, that really happened last night at Petco Park. Our man Jesse Agler giving us all the bad news. The Tigers rallied to beat the Padres 4-3. Welcome into Gwynn and Chris, everybody. It's finally a Friday. We're glad about that. And it's a Friar Friday at that. Alec Jacob, Padre reliever, will be joining us here shortly as the Padres will try to shake off that loss last night to Detroit. Stunning as it was. Crisello and Scraby, we're here at the Odyssey Palace Studios. Of course, Tony Gwynn Jr. is down there at Petco Park, where the Padres will host the Giants tonight, starting a 3-game series. And Tony, Scraby, I'll just say, both of you, I'm a pretty nice guy in general. I know you guys sometimes don't think so, but I have never in my life angered somebody to the point where they just hauled off and sucker punched me in the gut. So I don't know what it feels like. But I kind of have a feeling it might have been similar to how everybody felt last night when that ball left the yard. That was a tough one to take. And, all the Padres can do now is get up and play again today. And that's the good thing about baseball. You get another chance.
Yeah, that was a gut punch for sure.
Yeah, it was.
But the beautiful thing about this game is that the schedule keeps going. And we aren't in the playoffs where it was elimination or anything like that. So the next game up is the Giants. And so, you move on. Suarez didn't have his best night last night. Quite frankly, the Padres' offense, got the 3 runs in the first 2 innings and then nothing the rest of the way. That doesn't help matters. But that being said, you got a 3-0 lead. That's one that you feel like you should win. And yesterday, how that inning played out, single, walk, pop up, another walk, a punchy, and then give Meadows some credit, because oftentimes you get in those situations, you see hitters just in general try to do more. He literally just tried to get the barrel to the baseball and let the 100-mile-per-hour do the rest of the work for him. And he got it in the air and got it up out. They ended up winning that game. But no reason to feel any type of way. You turn the page, and I think that's certainly what the Padres will do today.
Yeah, I think a few things. Obviously, Tony, I mean, when I saw, you know, Profar turn around and saw that number 10, you know, my first thought was, oh, this is going to be trouble, you know. And then it got more than that. And then, of course, he ran out of room. And, yeah, it was a stunning blow, especially in a season that has really gone so much the Padres' way. But can we just, even though he had a really bad night, and we know he did and everybody knows, can we stop immediately before we even bring it up or anyone decides to tweet it out? Robert Suarez is the closer of the team. He didn't get the job done last night. He's not the first closer ever to give up a game-winning home run. He won't be the last. And, you know, I think if he gets the opportunity, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, I know he's pitched two or three days in a row, he's still the guy. And even if he's not the guy, the Padres still have Tanner Scott. They have Jason Adam. They're fine. But a lot of people are kind of overreacting. Well, you know, he throws too many fastballs. He's pitching too much. He's doing none of which would have been said.
He's pitching
right,
too much.
Right. None of which would have been said if Parker Meadows hit a fly ball to left field. But since he hit it over the fence, all of a sudden Suarez can't get anybody out, and you know this fastball repertoire has got to go, and you know you can't pitch him back to back nights. And oh man, I read all this stuff today.
So. And McKee says too late for that, Chris. Doomers are out in droves already, which is true. I got a lot of responses last night.
No, I know
about how this team's done.
That's why I'm addressing it right now.
Wait, was that a real statement right there? This team is done.
They're going to start their losing streak now.
You know, I'm going to choose today. I'm going to choose grace today, because what I would want to say to those who are in that category probably isn't very nice. So I'll just keep my mouth shut on this end and just you know. It is what it is. I mean, he didn't have a good day.
Fair weather idiot.
Get off our show.
Yeah, can we just
get off our show?
That was the Guardians post game guy.
That's exactly how I'm feeling. Are in the Doomville right a night after Suarez blows a save. Listen, Robert has been great all season long. And to be quite frank with you, I don't know that anybody expected him to be this good all year long. I mean, because prior to now, we only had like half season of Suarez. In some cases, less than that, right? I think the first season we got a half season. The next season, he was a little banged up until the second half. Same thing last year. But he's been phenomenal. And, you know, he didn't have a good night.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, he didn't have a good night last night. And, you know, Padres could have, you know, gained a game on the Diamondbacks.
That's the painful part right there.
That's the, right, 100%.
That's the painful part, that you could have put a little ground there. But, you know, it's a ball game. This is the way it goes. Martin Perez could not really have been any better. Jason Adam came in, got out of the little jam that was created in the seventh inning. You know, the only thing, and I don't think this happened, but the only thing that it felt like sitting at the game last night, Tony, a little, was that the Padres, maybe they almost needed a reminder here, but they got the 3-0 lead, and you kind of touched on it. Their offense went to bed after that, and maybe there was just a little, you know, sneaking in there that thought that, man, 3-0 with our bullpen, this is ball game. We don't need any more runs. I'm not saying they stopped trying. Please don't take me wrong. But, you know, just a little reminder that it's always good to tack on a couple of runs here and there throughout the course of a game. You never know when you're going to need them. And so maybe that is what comes out of this game, you know, because they really did very little after that early lead.
Yeah, I don't know that they. I don't know that anything comes out of this game. I don't think there's anything that they learned from this. honestly, because when you, it wasn't as though they had opportunities and they blew
them
away.
Right, they didn't have them. Yeah,
I'm going through it. I mean,
no, they had nothing.
They had a double play to end the second inning. Three guys came to the plate. You had four guys come to the plate in the third. You had three guys come to the plate in the fourth. Or excuse me. I'm reading the wrong side. We got to go to the other side. They scored the first two innings. They went 1-2-3 in the third. They went 1-2-3-4 in the fourth. Same thing in the fifth. Same thing in the sixth. 1-2-3 in the seventh. 1-2-3 in the eighth. So they didn't really have a ton of opportunity.
They never got more than one runner on base the whole game, actually.
That's right.
You know, Profar hit the solo home run, and Xander hit the two-run homer. So they never really had a threat, you know, last night.
They left four runners on base that entire game.
Yeah.
So they didn't have the opportunities. And listen, I mentioned it yesterday. Detroit, you could think what you want to think about Detroit as a team. Their pitching staff is pretty good. They showed that again last night. Mays got off to a rough start. Then he settled in, and the Padres didn't do much. Their bullpen, Maeda, Vanesco, and Holton all came in through up zeros. That's what you design a bullpen to be able to do. The Padres really did that, except for the last guy. And that's why I said Suarez just had a bad night.
Well, hey, look, it's one of those things. Baseball is still, in my mind, the greatest game. I know that the NFL and all these other sports have closed the gap or surpassed. But there's one thing about baseball that still no other sport can claim, and that is the clock never runs out in baseball.
Nope.
You've got to get all 27, and the team on the other side is still alive until that happens. And so, you know, we get reminded of that last night. You know, obviously the key thing is you don't let one loss turn into two or three. But I'm also not going to sit here and say, oh, this is a must-win tonight. They've got to win tonight.
No,
they don't have to win tonight. Obviously, it'd be nice, get back right on the horse and win a couple. But, you know, this is how baseball works. And, you know, the Padres have been so good here for so long that I think this loss really caught a lot of people by surprise. And, you know, everybody by surprise. Nobody saw that coming. So
yeah, I don't think anybody, including me, sitting up here, didn't see it come. But I will say this, you know, the Padres have earned the right for, you know, I think at least that we aren't counting like, all right, they got to win this game today and this game tomorrow. They just got to keep playing good baseball. And for, I would say, eight innings, they did that yesterday.
Yes, they did.
The ninth inning, they didn't do it as well. And, you know, I think, you know, for the Padres, you know, moving forward, the one characteristic, and I mentioned this at the end of the game yesterday, the characteristic that comes into play tonight. And I know it's been a while. You got to kind of rewind yourselves back to the first half of the season. What were the thing that the Padres did very well was they'd have a loss like this, or they'd have multiple losses like this, 3-4 in a row. Always stop the bleeding. Never did it like roll downhill from there. And so I just think that's an important one to keep in mind. This is what this team has done well. Just when you think, man, this could really spin out the wrong way, they get a nice win. And a lot. And at that first half, it was like they get as much wins as they could get in terms of getting just above 500. Then they might lose a couple. Now they're almost, you know, 18 over. They got a I think that's the characteristic that I'm looking for here in tonight's game.
I have a question from the chat about why the bunt wasn't reviewable last night. Mason McCoy.
Why wasn't it reviewable?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fair or foul call, first and foremost, and it's in front of the third base bag. It's not beyond it. So, therefore, it is not reviewable.
I'm always confused, honestly, about what you can review, what you can't review, but I understand why you can't review that.
I don't think it was a big play in the game. There was no big plays in the game by the Padres' offense.
I mean, I think they got the call wrong because his foot had never fully established
in fair territory.
It was on its way to fair territory when it hit him.
Right.
But, again, it's not reviewable, so let's see. Non-reviewable plays in, out of batter's box, specifically named on the list there. So
there you go. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Thanks to my partner, Jesse Agler.
I love Jesse Agler's the greatest.
He is.
He's the most unbelievable. He's our very own walking
encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia Britannia. if the internet ever breaks, we're fine, Tony, because we got Jesse who we can go to. Michael King will pitch tonight. Mason Black, right-hander, will go for San Francisco. It was too bad because Martin Perez, man, was he good last
night. That's as good as he's pitched right there.
Yeah, I mean, he was really almost unhittable until they finally maybe got a little tired in the seventh inning. So, you know, that was a good thing last night. I thought Profar, you know, jacking one in the first inning, that can't hurt, you know, as he tried to get him going again a little bit. Bogey had three hits last night. I mean, all of it's forgotten, of course, because you lose the game. The other guy, you know, that I noticed last night was Elias Diaz made his debut. Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, he batted three times and he hit three absolute missiles. Only one of them went for a double, but the other two were hit hard. So, you know, he debuts and certainly didn't hurt the cause any last night. But, you know, that's crazy baseball. And I will say this, being at that game, Tony, I don't know if you sensed it, but even this is how the Padres, to me, the kind of, you know, feeling we have about their team. Even after the grand slam, I still felt Padres might still come back.
Yeah,
you know,
for
they
sure.
had another at bat. You knew Jackson Merrill was going to bat
for
again.
Sure.
There was still a hope. You know, it didn't happen. But not many teams you'd even have the hope.
There was an element of if Jackson can get to the plate, he's going to hit a homer.
I know. everybody thought that.
That's kind of where we are right now.
I know.
It just rolled back from five down the other day. So I mean, it's not like it was a far-fetched idea. It was one of those days. It just didn't come together for him. But, again, a sign. We're watching to see how they respond today, and I have no doubt they'll respond in the right way.
They will get up off the mat and take on the Giants at 6:40 this evening. We hang with you until about 5:30 or so, ahead of Sam Levitt's EcoWater SoCal Padre pregame show. It's a Friar Friday. Alec Jacob out of the Padre bullpen will be coming out of the pen to join us here in just a little bit, so we'll get things underway. Of course, we'll recap last night's thriller in the NFL. I mean, you know, it's only one game, but it was good. We'll talk about all that and everything else going on right here on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
2:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Padres, Giants. 6:40 here on a City Connect Friday.
A muggy Friday again.
Yeah, it's muggy. I tell you what, it is a whole lot cooler down here than it is by my house. It was 107.
That's what I heard. Poway was going to be. I heard Poway was going to be in the mid 100s this weekend.
It was quite.
So you
terrible.
You better get down to the ballpark.
It was quite.
That's
terrible.
That's really terrible. I saw in the paper today, for all of us that are, you know, tired of the heat here, Phoenix. It has been over 100 degrees in Phoenix. Get this, 102 days in a row.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah,
my daughter went down. My daughter went down to Grand Canyon, which is in Phoenix, the university, for a recruit trip.
Oh, Grand Canyon, right? Yeah.
She said it was. I mean, my wife, my two daughters said it was boiling there. But I will say this: 107 in Poway today did not feel anywhere near what it felt like in 98 of St. Louis, or the 115 in Palm Springs. Or it might have been more than that. It might have been like 117 in Palm Springs. Or the heat that's in Arizona. It's a different type of heat. Like, this is like muggy, but I don't feel like I'm in an oven. Like, I felt, you know, those other places I name, it feels like an oven. It's just hot, but it's like, I don't know. That's a week 107, I'll say that.
It's a week 107. Poway, if you're going to bring a 107, you're going to have to bring it a little harder.
And it just also highlights why, you know, Southern Cali is still the best, is that even when we get crappy weather, it's still way more bearable than everybody else's crappy weather.
I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more with you, Tony.
We are currently waiting to hear from Alec Jacob, Padre reliever coming on. If you don't recognize the name at this point, the sidearm slanger that the Padres will have brought in from time to time. He's helped out. I don't think he's given up a run, actually, this year to this point.
He's done a nice job, Tony.
He's done a nice job in a limited time out.
He does have they gave him a 2.70 ERA. 10 innings pitched.
Clearly he's given up a run.
He's given up a couple, but it hasn't been noticeable, right? I mean, he's been real good. And, you know, if you're out in that Padre bullpen, you're probably pretty good. He struck out 14, walked 1.
Yeah.
I think that's a good ratio for a young guy.
Pretty good.
Opponents
are hitting 171 on him. So we're waiting.
Wait on him a little bit. Sure, why not?
To hear from him.
We can do that.
What did you think about the football game yesterday? I know how it ended.
Yeah.
It was fun to have football back on.
I'll tell you, these guys.
It was distracting during the game because I definitely was like, in a spot in this room where I can see both, like where I can like do what I'm doing right now.
I can't believe Dave Marcus actually keeps a TV within your view to throw you off while you're trying to broadcast the game.
I'm just thankful that Dave Marcus isn't like solely baseball, because you know, like, there would be dudes who would refuse to put it up there.
I would be the
guy. He is not like that. He is a sportsman.
Well, he's like that because he wants to
a sportsman.
You know what? He's not a sportsman at all. This
here we go.
Oh no, this is a very selfish thing that he's doing. He puts the football game up there. Why? Because he himself he wants to watch the football game. He's not putting it up there for Tony and Jesse's enjoyment.
Trust me. If UCLA had been playing at the same time, that game would not have been on the TV.
Exactly.
Screen.
He's not putting it up there for you guys. He's putting it up because he likes to watch that stuff. I think, you know, honestly, if I'd probably be a little more of the Gestapo, Tony. If I was the producer there, I think I'd want my broadcasters focused on the game at hand.
Yeah,
don't know that I would have a TV.
You and I would definitely butt heads then. If you're
do that.
Yeah,
how could Chris ever say that when he's the guy who's constantly doing mock drafts on his computer, watching hockey during the show on his computer? I'm like sitting over here, hey, do you guys think the internet's a little slow today? And Chris is like, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't be watching hockey over here.
Watching the Blackhawks. And my voice is just, you do it so well.
That was better than ever.
That was better than ever. What are you comparing it to? Your last 300 efforts?
You made Chris sound like he was one of the managers out of the 80s that just smoked heaters all day long.
Jim Leland or somebody like that.
Right.
Yeah. No, well, no, I think Dave Mark, your booth is a great place to be because there's sports everywhere. It's relaxing.
I'm with three dudes that enjoy sports.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
yeah, you could. There are probably announcers that really just like announcing. And there are crazy sports fans like all you guys.
I would hate to be with somebody who only likes announcing. So we got our Friar Friday guest here with us now. Alec Jacob joins us. Alec, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are well. Thank you for coming on. Tough loss last night for the ball club. I mean, for a guy like you, you've come in and been able to kind of, you know, help when you've been asked to come in and get some outs. I mean, what has this experience been like for you this year compared to, you know, the past years where you've gotten opportunity?
Well, it's been great, you know. Like you said, I'm just coming in, throwing whenever, you know, they need me. And I think this year I know a little bit more of what they want from me and what to expect up here. And so it's helped me prepare throughout the season and in the off season for what's to come. And, you know, I'm just really taking it all in, honestly, enjoying every day. Obviously, it's incredible atmosphere here at Petco, and I'm just enjoying every minute and, you know, just taking it all in.
Yeah, doing a hell of a job, Alec Jacob, with the Padres. 10 innings of work, 14 strikeouts, one walk. That's a ratio that'll get it done for sure. I'm just curious, because let's put last night behind us now, but after that game's over, the bullpen's such a tight fraternity. Do you guys all go at least give a little tap to Robert Suarez? I mean, this guy's done it all for you guys all year. Does everybody need to go over and just say, hey, head up, and we'll see you tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure, a little bit. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, he's our dude. He's the guy we're going to rely on in those situations no matter what. And, you know, it's not like we lose any faith in that guy. You know, he's, you know, next time he's out there, he's going to shut it down. You know, nothing changes at all. But, yeah, for sure, we're going to pick him up, and hopefully we can pick him up today. And he'll get back on the horse as soon as possible.
Alec Jacob joins us here on Friar Friday, Gwynn and Chris. And Alec, you have a unique throwing style. I mean, you kind of, I would say, sidearm. Has this always been how you've thrown the baseball, or is this something you developed in your pro career?
Yeah, it's kind of been something I've always done a little bit. Younger, when I was a young kid, I kind of swung the ball from the side a little bit, being kind of a little weaker, and it helped me get the ball across the infield a little bit better when I was playing infield. Mm. And so it kind of stuck with me. And then I got into high school, and I was, you know, pitching over the top and pitching from the side. And, you know, velo is pretty similar both ways. So it it was pretty easy to see the future there from the side. And I got some looks as a sidearmer from a couple schools. And so from there, it was pretty easy for me to make that decision, just go full sidearm. I was fully sidearm by the time I was junior in high school. So,
oh, wow.
been a while.
Yeah. God, I can imagine as a sophomore in high school coming up as a right-handed hitter against you. I'd be like bailing out like big time. Alec Jacob is our guest. Is there anything that saw you differently with the ball, you know, than a regular, you know, over the top throwers? Are there things that maybe guys look at you and go, man, I wish I could do that?
Sure. I mean, I think obviously it's probably more easy to get like a horizontal movement, go east to west and west to east. So I think that's definitely helpful for me. I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to say. I think it depends on the guy a little bit, but I think, you know, throwing a sweeper, you know, big horizontal sliders, those are easier for me. Whereas, like, you know, I trying to throw, for me, like a curveball or a splitter or anything like that, this seems like, you know, almost impossible. So I feel like those are the main ones.
Alec, you know, you mentioned something about velocity. You said the velocity was about the same no matter whether you're over the top or where you are now. And I only bring that up because, you know, we're in a league now that really only sees, you know, high velocity. You're unique in that way. What would you tell a young athlete at this point that doesn't have that kind of velocity? I mean, what is it that they should be focused on if they have dreams of being a big leaguer? You figured out a way to get here despite not having the high velocity that a lot of guys have. What kind of advice would you give to a young athlete right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say just, you know, find other ways to, you know, make it work. And, you know, there's plenty of ways to do that. Obviously, for me, I throw a sidearm, and that makes it a little bit more deceptive. But I think there's a lot of things, you know, you can have incredible command and get guys out that way. And, you know, that kind of pitcher may seem a little bit lost nowadays, but I definitely think that it's still, you know, a possibility. And I've done plenty of different things throughout my career to try and find a way to get a hitter off balance, you know, like messing with timing on the mound and changing different arm slots. Like I've really just tried to get creative. And I think that's helped me a lot. Just understanding some partially like my ability and who I am as a pitcher and like what I do well. And then also just trying to be uncomfortable to the hitter. Like, how can I do something that the hitter's not going to like, and how can I keep him off balance? Those have all been things that I've thought about throughout my career and like talked to hitters about, just like, you know, what do you guys hate that I do? And kind of just got from there.
That's smart. Smart. Alec Jacob is with us. Alec, appreciate the time. Last thing for me, you went to Gonzaga and Spokane, Washington. So you played in San Diego, I'm sure, against USD. How much does it, like, drive you crazy when somebody says, hey, how was life at Gonzaga? When they box the name of the school.
Yeah, I mean, after a while now, I've kind of gotten used to it. But, you know, you think with the basketball team's success, it's like,
I know.
You'd really think that everyone would have it down by now. But, yeah, I'm really hopeful for them this year, too. They really got a good team, it looks like, hoping that they can finally, you know, get that ring that they've been chasing.
Well, hopefully you guys can get the same thing with the Padres. Alec, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Enjoyed catching up with you and look forward to seeing you out at the ballpark.
Thank you, Alec.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Awesome job, Alec Jacob there. Getting her done.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I think he's heard the Gonzaga thing a few times.
You could hear it in his voice when you said Gonzaga.
He was like, oh, man, another Gonzaga question.
Not again.
No, here's how I remember Gonzaga. It's Zags, not Zags.
Because they're the Zags. That's right. If you remember that, you'll remember it. So he's done a good job. I liked what he had to say. That was a really good piece of advice, I think, for any young pitcher out there. Talk to hitters and ask them what you do that they don't like. Very simple. Tap into that knowledge.
Talk to your hitters, you know, young pitchers out there. They'll tell you what they don't like. I just like that he had some good advice for those who don't have the velocity, right? I mean, I honestly think that that's going to circle its way back into the game. Like, if you're a young pitcher right now, lock in on the command. Like, if you can command the baseball and get out, especially at a young age, you're going to get bigger. You're going to get stronger. You know what I'm saying? So why not master that point first and then let the velocity come later? It's almost like a hitter, right? Back in the day when they used to come watch young hitters hit, the scouts used to tell you the power wasn't the thing they were looking for. They were looking for everything else because they knew the power would come with age and strength. And I think, you know, we are in a velocity time frame where that is the all be all. But I think it's going to wrap itself back around command. I mean, and you can already see Major League Baseball hedging towards it with some of these rule proposals and different things to try to force the starters to pitch longer. That starts with command. You can pitch as long as you can if you can throw the baseball where you want.
I hope you're right, Tony.
And Greg Maddux is a great, you know, you brought up, we'll talk about Greg Maddux later on today. He's a great example of a guy who didn't throw hard, but mastered the ability to throw it exactly where he wanted to. And he talked a lot about what Alec talked about, upsetting the hitter's timing. That's where his two philosophies. Let me throw this ball where I want and keep that guy off balance. And he just destroyed hitters that way.
He did it better than anyone.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Let's get to break. We are a little bit late, but Mike Shildt spoke earlier today, plus the NFL. We got into it a little bit. More games another game today out in Brazil. Apparently, you can't wear green, but we'll talk about that on the other side as well. More Gwen and Chris.
We can't take for granted what a tremendous job he's done for us, and he's a huge part of being, you know, putting us in the position we're in. And, you know, listen, I mean, the other side tries too, man. You know, like, he's throwing 101, got to put a swing on it, and got the good part of the bat, and, you know, that's the game. But, you know, look, Robert's been a huge part of what we do, and you know, trust him completely, and, you know, we'll go back and get him tonight.
Mike Shildt on with the morning show guys, Ben and Woods. Talking about, of course, Robert Suarez. Scraby did put these statistics together for us, so that his work does not all go for naught. I will read some of them. Before August 7th.
You should let this work go for naught.
Yeah, just let it go for naught.
I didn't actually put this table together.
Oh, you didn't put that together?
This is from the Kevin Acey newsletter. He always puts together nice informative tables.
All right, suffice to say, Robert Suarez's statistics have not been as good the last month as they were the first 4.5 months.
True.
But that does not mean that it won't just switch right back around to starting with his next appearance. If the guy's throwing 101 miles an hour, last night he clearly did not have the command of it. I mean, he walked two. One of the guys that got out, he was on a 2-0 count, and Torkelson flied out to second base. So he was behind every hitter, and we just haven't seen that all year, Tony. Yeah. And so I'm sure the 3-2 pitch he made to Meadows on the home run probably was what you would call too good of a strike. You know, I mean, when you don't have the command, you don't get the great location.
I'm going to pull it up. Because in my mind,
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't a strike. It seemed like it was up, and it was out over the plate, which honestly is like the perfect pitch to kind of run into. Uh-huh. It's not close to your body, so you get extended. It's already elevated, so if you can just at 101, if you can just get the barrel there with any type of, you know, good swing, the ball's going to come off. And you know, I'm going to pull it up just so I can, you know, because in my mind it might feel like it was different than it actually was.
Trying to get to it, too.
But, you know.
I would like to look at it myself, but I don't know how to access it, so I'll just leave it up to you guys.
Let's see.
I don't have the technology over here.
It was up in a way, almost to the top of the zone. The ball is touching the outside part of the box.
Okay, so it wasn't just right
here, Chris,
center cut then.
See, it's right there.
Okay.
It's not center cut.
Yeah,
no.
Gotcha.
But you were at the game, so you have a different angle too.
Well, I didn't know where it was, honestly. I just figured it was probably a little too fat because the guy hit it out of the ballpark. But, yeah, it was quite the night. I will say this, on my way out of the game last night, some guy came up to me and he said, you know, after that one, Chris, you may need to assemble an emergency meeting of the round table to get everybody back together. Calm everybody down, Because if anybody heard the roundtable yesterday, honestly, our weekly, you know, where we all get together and talk Padres for an hour, you would have honestly thought that the Padres are not only going to win this year's World Series, they're going to win the next 10 World Series. I mean, we are so bullish and so high on this team right now.
Someone on the chat.
You guys didn't have anybody there to kind of keep you grounded, huh?
No, nobody kept us grounded yesterday. We just ran away with ourselves yesterday. And so, you know, Parker Meadows grounded us last night is basically what happened.
Someone on the chat said they blame the roundtable for the loss because of what they said about Josh Hader. I don't know what was said about Josh Hader, but
I don't remember Josh's name coming up yesterday.
Well, so, he's going to be in town in like 12
days.
Look,
if you want to blame us for the loss last night, if it makes you feel better, more than happy to.
You know, when I listened to the roundtable, Chris, I really thought you were the Padres were never going to lose a game.
Oh, I
again.
Didn't either.
And so last night I was just furious with you the entire time.
It's on us.
Furious.
It's on us. All right, 2:46 is the time. Moving forward here, Tony brought it up at last night's football game, the Chiefs and the Ravens. You got two good teams. You know, they come out, they play pretty good for an opening night game. And it comes right down to the last play. I mean, I don't know what else you want if you're the National Football League. Lamar Jackson, you know, I think the one that really was the killer for the Ravens was not Isaiah Likely's toe being on the line to wipe out the potential tying touchdown, but the play before that, when Zay Flowers was standing alone in the end zone and Lamar Jackson missed him on that throw, Tony, by about as much as an NFL quarterback can miss a guy.
I didn't see it, but was it? You mean when you say he missed him, like he didn't even throw it to him, or he
no,
threw
he,
it to
no,
him?
No, he just missed. No, he threw it to him, but it was nowhere
he let
near him.
He let him way
it was
too
nowhere
much.
Nowhere near.
Or he passed by one of the two. Like he
no,
just
he was
it.
Running to the left, and Lamar Jackson threw it over his right shoulder. It was. It wasn't even communication because it was clear which way he was running.
Yeah.
But Lamar Jackson, I mean, NFL quarterbacks don't miss guys by that big of a margin very often.
No wonder he blamed the last play of the game.
Yeah, that's right. He was trying to get the focus on the last play of the game, not the second to last play of the game. A couple of other things stood out. I mean, how did the Chiefs, or how were they allowed to draft Xavier Worthy? The guy scores two touchdowns. First time he touched the ball, he runs a 21-yard end-around for a touchdown. He was in the end zone so fast, nobody even knew he had the ball. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was a blink of an eye. This guy took the handoff and was gone. And then, streaked down the sideline for another touchdown. So the Chiefs have this guy.
That's probably the only Chiefs guy I was hate-watching yesterday. Because I wanted to take him in like three different drafts, didn't get to him, and then I got a chance to actually see him in live in action. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I shouldn't say that because that might be disrespectful to Tyreek Hill because of how good he has been as a wide receiver.
Right.
But if this guy is even close to that, you can go ahead and pencil it back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls right now.
Yeah. I mean, Rashee Rice is, you know, obviously going to be a number one guy. They still have Hollywood Brown, who didn't play last night. Kelsey was hardly even heard from. You know, I thought Mahomes was ordinary. I mean, he was good for every other quarterback. But, to have this Xavier Worthy, and just to make you feel any better, Tony, I'm trying to add it up here. I think I got him for 8, 14, 20-plus fantasy points last night. Not bad for his debut. On the other side, you know, Baltimore's going to be fine. They didn't really get Derrick Henry going. 3.5 yards a carry. I think they'd like to do better than that. But we said it yesterday. The Chiefs have a really good defense now.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they won the Super Bowl last year was their great defense.
And they did a good job. And they're without they traded their top corner, too. And they still kind of shut things down yesterday. That's a good defense for sure.
Yeah, they did. Lamar ran wild. But, you know, you have to pick your poison if you're Kansas. If you're playing Baltimore, you got to let them do something.
I will say this. They better start handing the ball off to Derrick Henry. I don't know if Lamar Jackson can take that kind of
good point. 16 carries is a lot for a quarterback.
That's a lot. And they were not like I'm dropping back to pass, taking off and running. There were like at least four I saw in that game where they snapped it to him and it was 100% a run play for him.
Yeah, Baltimore. A little bit too much Lamar last night. Maybe was the difference. Zay Flowers is going to be a really good receiver. He was up all night long. Probably they stopped going to him a little bit. Now the big controversy in the game for fantasy players, and what do we care about anything else, was whatever happened to Mark Andrews, the tight end for the Ravens, who's like Mr. Pro Bowler. He caught two passes while the other backup tight end caught 9 for 111 and a touchdown and almost had the game-tying touchdown also. I don't know where Mark Andrews was.
Well, one thing, I think Lively obviously was able to do that because they're clearly keying in on Mark Andrews. He's been, outside of last year, he's been the leading receiver for them, 3-4 years running until I think Zay Flowers finally got him last year. But I think he's a great decoy, because here's the thing, tight ends, running backs, and I think those positions specifically, like, you got to try to get them to a certain point of the season before you like truly start to like lean on them. And Mark Andrews is coming off; he had a horrible car accident this right before the season started. Remember, he had to make his way back for that championship game after the ankle injury that pretty much cost him a lot of last year. So I think, it's not the greatest look on week one for him not to get the ball that much, but I don't think that lasts for the entire season. I think eventually they get going back to him. I mean, they also know that that's Lamar's favorite target, or has been his favorite target, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping, I'm one of those who's hopeful he'll start getting the ball. Here's why. My wife, Lori, who doesn't like any help on her fantasy draft, it's funny when she gets Mark Andrews and he has a bad game, and then after the game she tells me, why'd you tell me to take him?
It's a good point. It's a good point. Why did you tell her to take him?
I didn't tell her to take him. You did your draft by yourself. Remember? You didn't want any of my help.
She needed to blame somebody.
Now,
it's got to be you, buddy.
It's my fault that Mark Andrews is on her team.
You know what you should say is, all right, well, just trade me him. I'll be fine with that.
Really, yeah. If you hate him so much, I'll take him. He didn't do much last night, but it was a hell of a game. This is football. I almost feel like the Chiefs, they had the ball at the end there with a 7-point lead. And I don't know. Mahomes could run the game out, but they just – for some reason in football, they never run the game out, and they have to punt it back, and the other team gets a chance, and that's just the NFL. By the way, our guy, speaking of punting, Matt Araiza, the two punts I saw, and I don't remember how many he punted, but the first one was about a 58-piece. The second one was about 50, and ended up with 3 for 148 average, but he had one that got downed at about the 2-yard line too. So it was a good start.
You could tell the first punt he had, he was a little nervous because he overbooted that one.
He just crushed it into the end zone. Yeah, but good for Matt Araiza, man. It was long overdue after everything that poor guy went through, including being questioned by everyone in this city, including us.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, we weren't immune from it, but good for him to finally, break out there and get his NFL debut, and it was a success for him. So
I mean, he's on the perfect team if you want to make your NFL debut.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's on the perfect team because I don't know how much punting he's going to actually get to do.
That's true, but you're going to be going deep in the playoffs most likely.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He's also holding on the extra points, I noticed, the field goal
team.
Oh,
so he could be able to throw one.
Maybe they'll run a little fake. The Chiefs are certainly not beyond something like that.
Does a holder running for a touchdown ever work?
Ever?
I'm sure you can
find some footage of that working. Sure.
It just doesn't seem like a holder is
not consistently
the fastest guy on the field.
Well, they're not expecting him to run, so he's got a head start.
That's true.
Matt Araiza is a really good athlete. I mean, I remember the thing I remember about him was not only his punting, but how many tackles he went down the field and made.
That's true. Right.
When he was with the
Aztecs. I forgot about that.
He used to lay guys out. All right, we got an hour in the books. Tony's down at Petco. Padres, Giants later. More Gwynn and Chris next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.